true crime today.
You know, it's one thing to stick up for your child if they're being bullied. It's another to drive your vehicle into a bagel shop and run over the bully repeatedly.
Lock your doors and hide your children. True crime today.
Coping skills, people. Coping skills. Something that we are lacking dramatically in our society. Jennifer Nelson being one of those people that doesn't seem to have any of it. She's 35 of Shirley in Suffolk County. Of Shirley in Suffolk County. She's been charged with attempted murder for allegedly slamming her car into a teen that she thought was bullying her child in the parking lot of a Manhattan bagel shop, then running him over two times because she believed he had earlier bullied and robbed her son. I get the rage that you would have if someone's doing something to your child, but you gotta get under control.
I understand rage.
Not this.
I don't understand what this woman did.
Long Island mother decided to get revenge on a 15-year-old boy who allegedly bullied and robbed her son, so she ran him over with her car twice. Prosecutors said that Jennifer Nelson, who's 35, drove the car into a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot across the street from William Floyd High School in Mastic Beach, Long Island, and confronted some teenagers with a knife and a bat.
When the boy took weapons with her.
She's prepared. When the boy left that scene and walked to the Manhattan Bagel Shop parking lot, Nelson followed him in her car. According to a New York Police Department affidavit, the mother struck him with her car, knocking him over, and then proceeded to drive over the victim up onto a curb, reversed, drove over the victim again. After the incident, she then attempted to trade in her 2020 Honda Passport that she had leased in order to get the police off her tail. The boy suffered multiple fractures to his pelvis, 6 fractured ribs, a punctured lung, and numerous bruises and abrasions. The DA's office said Suffolk County District Attorney Raymond Tierney said the Nelsons allegedly thought she could take the law into her own hands and kill a 15-year-old in the process. The defendant is incredibly misguided in an attempt to avenge the alleged victimization of her own child. It's no excuse. Citizens cannot take the law into their own hands and should instead work with law enforcement in my office to seek justice in every case. Nelson's lawyer, Paul D'Amelia, has a very different account of what happened. He said, Miss Nelson received a frantic telephone call from her son who was once again being bullied and physically assaulted in the parking lot outside of William Floyd High School. D'Amelia said, she found him shoeless and surrounded by tormentors when she drove up a few minutes later. After fending off her son's attackers, she drove to both the junior high school as well as senior high school to report the incident and also try to retrieve her son's sneakers. D'Amelia said Nelson struck the teen nearly 2 hours later when she drove her son home. A group of males were running through the streets, and one of the young men received injuries and is after striking Miss Nelson's car, he said. Miss Nelson did not see nor recognize the young man who was injured. He said his client did not see the boy as he was running towards her car, and she was completely taken by surprise. She claims the victim ran off after the incident. Nelson was arraigned Monday on charges of second-degree attempted murder, first-degree assault, first-degree reckless endangerment, and one count of leaving the scene of an accident that resulted in serious physical injury. Suffolk County prosecutors asked that she be held on $250,000 cash bail or a $1 million bond, but the Supreme Court Justice Timothy Mazzelli released her without bail. Nelson is due back in court March 21st. Authorities claimed that two teens were later detained in connection with the suspected robbery of Nelson's son, but the hit-and-run victim was not one of them. So she probably hit the wrong kid. If I was the parent and I saw my daughter being that happening during a parking lot, I think you would actually probably have to take my keys away because... Just saying.
I mean, I get being extremely angry. Totally get it. She showed up there, though, with a baseball bat and a knife.
Yeah. You probably take the baseball bat and the knife away, too.
You know? Makes me think that. And I get, you know, I can't imagine. I don't have kids. But the level of anger I would feel knowing somebody's messing with my kid.
What I'm seeing here is this has probably been reported multiple times to the school. They have probably one resource officer. They can't handle this and nothing ever gets done. And these kids are not expelled. They're left there. And because you can't tell the kid they're wrong and nothing's being done to protect her son, and she's fucking had it, and she's just fucking snapped and said, fuck you, I'm going to go and get rid of these people myself, because clearly, you know, the law, like, well, you should come to us. Yeah, guess what? Half the time people do and shit happens. Nothing happens. So at some point when you're the parent and your child's being abused, yeah, sometimes you do. And I'm not saying this is right by any means, but I get it. I get it.
I get it to a point. Excuse me. Because number one, the story she tells is extremely different than what the police are saying.
Well,
so a 2-hour discrepancy, because this sounds like, police sounds like, altercation started in this parking lot.
Yeah.
That person walked over to the bagel parking lot. She followed him in the car. And maybe she didn't mean to hit him. I don't know. But the fact that she hit him and backed up and ran over him again is not good. But then she just says 2 hours later, they're going home and this kid walked in front of her car and then he ran off.
Yeah, I don't get the discrepancy there.
And, you know, she did try to trade in her car, or I think she did actually trade her car afterwards, which always kind of makes you look a little guilty.
Little suspicious. I'm not saying she didn't do it. I'm just saying I get it. I get the rage if your child is being abused and you're trying to get this stopped and nothing ever happens. And you're at some point, you're just like, fuck it. You know, you're going to stand up for your child, even if it is other little, you know, bastard children that are beating the shit out of your kid. At that point, you don't care. It's like, fuck you.
I think, you know, probably there was two kids, because it says they did charge two kids in connection with stealing the kids' sneakers, but or tennis shoes, whatever they're called these days. But you know how, like, in any school, when there's an altercation, actually, anywhere you go, in public, when something, a fight or something breaks out, people kind of stop and they're watching it, especially in high school. You see all the videos of kids kind of egging it on. That might have been what was happening there. And then they dispersed and she thought a kid was responsible. And obviously he wasn't.
Pick the wrong kid. Now, and I mean, I don't know. They're in Long Island. I would say, I would imagine there'd be someone nearby that you could hire to break kneecaps. That wouldn't be that difficult to hire in that area of the country.
Except there was a story that we had last week, I think, about the guy who hired the hitman online.
Yeah.
That goes to the dark web and then hired the hitman and they want $1,000 and he's like, oh, I want a refund.
You probably don't even know need to go to the dark web in Long Island to find the person to do this.
I think the point of that is if you are going to hire a hitman, you really got to watch who you're hiring.
And I'm not saying hitman to kill. I'm just saying, you know, you hire someone who's connected to the mob and they'll probably stick up for your son and something will be done about it. But Jesus.
It's a sad situation because now the mom is in some deep, deep shit for this.
Without a doubt.
Could probably go to jail for a while.
Yep.
Second degree attempted murder, first degree assault, first degree reckless endangerment, leaving the scene of an accident. Like, that's some shit she's in.
You can't do this, basically. And I would never do this, but I'm saying I get the rage. If your kid is being hurt, I get the rage. I think most parents get the rage. Now you got to control yourself so you don't get arrested and locked up so you can't be a parent to your kid for the next however many years of their life. And that's what you have to tell yourself when you're like, it's like, wait a second. If I did this, I would not be able to be a parent. So I can't do those sort of things. So you got to think about that before acting out. But I get the rage. I do.
That's sad. It's sad.
It is. It is.
That kid was really injured.
No, it is.
And, you know, and I think that her son got his shoes back.
Hopefully. There you go. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of our breaking stories and updates right here.